This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at burrow.com/ACAST. That's burrow.com/ACAST. burrow.com/ACAST.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.
You are listening to The National Obsession, a National League football podcast with my old friend John Cadogan and me, Charlie Baker, sitting here in the Times Radio studio, John.
Back in again, aren't
back
we?
Back in again.
The centre of political discourse.
Yes, John Pienaar there. You just said with a really silly moustache. Now I looked at myself and I had a moustache, John.
I purposely didn't say silly, just a big old moustache.
Yeah, but you do catch, when you have a moustache, John, I will get rid of it by November because I don't want to be like hack. I don't want to be like everyone
else.
Exactly. You catch sight of yourself in the mirror sometimes. Yeah, I look ridiculous.
Even, well, we had one of the hairy bikers in.
We did.
The building earlier, and he came into the gallery, looked through the glass, went, he looks like a 70s porn star.
There we are.
And you must get that
a changes.
Lot.
I get them all, John.
Yeah.
I get all the different ones. My hair was longer. I was getting a lot of Ted Lasso. Still not seen it.
No.
Apparently we should watch it, John.
You should.
Apparently
do.
It's about football.
It's brilliant.
And tries to find the funny side of football and the warmth in it.
It's lovely.
I don't like the sound of it.
It's not very National League, I'll give you that.
Who else? Borat.
Yeah.
That gets thrown my way. A few others,
Freddie
John.
Mercury.
His boy. Come on now. Just a moustache.
Yeah.
Leave it alone. You
it's
grow
just
one.
Just a moustache.
You grow one. I look like an 80s footballer. That's the look I like.
Graham Souness.
Oh, yeah. Great. What a player he was. But he's not National League, John.
He's
and
not,
this is a
never,
National
never
League
touched it.
National League football podcast,
it
John.
Is.
How do you think Graham Souness would do in the National League? I think he'd do very well.
Probably quite well. Very, very well.
He's sort of player we
physical
need,
tackle.
John.
Yeah. Well, speaking of TV shows, mm-hmm. with Ted Lasso,
oh, yeah.
We were discussing about, maybe the Foffs can help us with this on nationalobsession@gmail.com or NatObsPod on Twitter. We've both been watching and obsessed with Squid Game.
Yeah. I watched it. One of those ones, I watched it in about 2.5 days. And
really?
I didn't watch it. I watched it on the train, on my phone, that sort of thing. I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to watch this because I need to know
well,
what
when
happens.
You're watching it with someone else, you can't yeah. be doing that. You have to set aside.
Yeah. Well, yes, okay. I agree with you. Schitt's Creek was like that for me, John. It was like, I've got to watch this with Sam. I'm not allowed to watch this on my own. And all I want to do is watch this program. But yeah, Squid Game, John.
We were trying to desperately to think of a crazy, funny National League parody Squid Game.
The sort of thing we do,
sort
John, isn't it?
We would do.
We could really go at it. A pun on the name, do a little sketch about it, Squid Game it up. We cannot think of a thing. The reason we're not doing it, John, is because we cannot think of a title.
We're trying to think, is there anyone called Sid?
Sid Game.
There's nobody.
It isn't even a thing.
No, it's not,
John,
even. It's rubbish.
Squid Game.
But then we realised basically the entire National League is one big Squid Game
exactly.
competition.
It's what it's like. Shit game.
Maybe that's it.
Maybe that's it. If you've not watched Squid Game on Netflix, it is really, really good.
It's brilliant.
Watch it in Korean with subtitles.
Yeah.
because the dubbing stuff's really
American
rubbish.
Dub version.
But it's really, really well shot. The games are really good.
They're
it's
sort
really
of brutal
exciting.
Games,
yeah, it's
a
really in. Yeah, don't watch it with the kids.
No,
I would. But it's brutal. It is yeah. like the National League, John.
Yeah, that's why it works. It is basically the National League.
We
it's
really
going,
should have come up with something.
It's
about
going
it.
To King's Lynn on a Tuesday night. That should have been one of the
yeah
one of the games on there.
Yeah,
a bunch of Korean lads turn up.
It's like imagine if you've ever seen. I mean, this is about as niche as it gets. If you've seen the Champions DVD, which is how long, John? Is it 4 hours? 5 hours?
It was about that, wasn't it? Uncut.
Uncut. The frog game, John.
Yeah, yeah.
That would be one of the games. But instead of Gary going, why don't you know what it is? He'd shoot you in
he'd
the head.
He'd just shoot something in the back of the head.
Which some of the players this season might G him up a bit.
Just Patrick Tinkler just...
I don't think we can talk about Patrick because he's no longer of this parish, John. No. We don't know where he is. Where is he? Who
I don't
knows?
Know.
It's got very niche. Got very Talkie
really
United. We're not a Talkie
side.
United
no,
podcast.
We're not. No.
We're not a Squid Game podcast. We're not a Lethal Games podcast. We're not a Korean podcast. We are a National League football podcast. We love the National League. We still want to get out of it, but we do love the National League. And you are welcome if you are a supporter of any National League club, John. We have a few now, don't we? An Altrincham fan,
Altrincham,
a Grimsby fan.
Yeah. We had a Solihull Moors fan.
We did.
He was called Mike Astley. Maybe we should have got him on. Big news this week, Mike.
Big news for him.
Just sold up.
The National League is hotting up, John. And a very difficult weekend. A for the Gulls.
Yeah.
And the top of the table, it finally felt like it was settling. Like we always say, it's getting towards the clocks going back.
It's getting there, isn't it?
It's getting towards it. And as we always say, it doesn't count until the clocks go back. And it is levelling out, John, isn't it? It is levelling out. We'll talk about it as we go on.
Can we work out what's coming
Let's
up?
Let's find out what's in Come the on. Podcast, John.
I did just think, imagine if this podcast was actually in Korean and this is all dubbed. We'd never told
this
you.
Is we'd never it could be John, couldn't it?
Occasionally just go
oh. I like it when the subtitle says gasps.
What is the next game? That's the worst bit.
What is the next game? King's Lynn at home. Okay, what's in the podcast, John?
It's plenty of National League news. From Saturday.
Good stuff.
Lots of
good stuff.
From there.
A lot of depressing National League news from Saturday.
We have got a whole load of letters from the listener because we held over a load from last week.
We've
got some more as well. So
no
we're just
way.
Just
Fantastic.
Try and get through them.
Foff's really stepping up.
They are. And also, you may have heard, we were at Bromley on Saturday. We were commentating. We've got the highlights.
We weren't the only ones, John. Let's just say that.
Let's say the world's media did appear to be there.
It was like David Beckham had bought Bromley or Talkie United. And the world's media turned up at Hayes Lane.
I'd be surprised we've been sat next to a bloke from the New York Times or something. Just...
Covering this, are you?
Yeah,
buddy, why are you cut? Why the hell's the matter?
Wearing a hat with press.
Yes. Korean guy there, just, hey. Bromley at home. Yes, we were at Hayes Lane, Bromley, to commentate, John, and we had a right laugh, and it was absolutely brilliant. And we were very, very lucky. And we had what felt like a slight anxiety dream live on the pitch, didn't we, John?
Yeah.
We'll cover that
we'll
as
come
well.
On to that.
And is that it, John?
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
But let's kick on with the National League news.
Come on, then. Let's go back to Saturday in the National League. And we begin with Altrincham 2, Maidenhead 0. Great news for Altrincham, Gene. Really fantastic.
Maidenhead, John, though. They can't find any sort of form at all.
You said last week, and I didn't bleep it in the end because I thought, print and be damned.
Oh.
You said that they might be on drugs. I left it in.
Can I just say...
We're still on air. They're not on drugs, but they sometimes play like they might be.
That's what I was saying. I'm not saying they are definitely on it.
But yeah, Altrincham 2, Maidenhead 0. Goals from Matty Costello and Tom Pearce. Obviously, Maidenhead succumbed to Pearce pressure there.
Oh, lovely. I thought you were going to go Tom Pearce. He had a grey mare.
Yeah.
He had a bit of a mare.
Yeah.
That'd be good, wouldn't it? Tom
yeah,
Pearce could
have,
but he scored, so he didn't have a bit of a mare.
Didn't, no.
You know, and with assists from Daniel Whidden, Harry Hawke, Peter Gurney, Peter Davey, and Uncle
Tom
Cobley.
Yeah. the goalkeeper for Maidenhead, though, was Reese Lovett. Of course, they got to go to Altrincham and get something.
John, that's great.
Yeah.
It's much better than
bit more subtle, wasn't it?
We had the other week that was pretty...
Cargo pants,
disappointing.
And there was a really bad one the week before that. I can't remember.
But, look, we leave everything in.
Yeah.
Because it's just warts and all, as they say.
Big news down at Boreham Wood. Boreham Wood 2, Dagenham 0. So a huge result for Boreham Wood. But the bigger news is that they got a crowd that had four figures.
Well, that'll be because Dagenham bought a lot of people, John.
1,111.
Yeah, that'll be because Dagenham are having a good season.
Yeah.
They will have expected to win that, John,
Dagenham
won't they?
Have lost three in a row now.
Have they, John?
Yeah,
have
they? Lost four of their last five.
Wow.
So they just started to...
What's happened there, do we think? Run out of puff?
Yeah.
Getting found out?
It can happen.
Boreham v Dagenham is a pretty similar game, isn't it? Who can beat the other one up the most?
Yeah.
Don't feel so bad now.
No, don't.
Losing 2-0.
No, anyone can lose 2-0
to
Boreham Wood.
Exactly. It's not for everyone.
Bromley 2, Torquay 0. We'll come on to that in a minute.
I'm not worried, John.
No, I'm not worried. Dover 1, Barnet 2. Survival of the shittest there down at Dover, really. Barnet had a debutant goalkeeper, Aston Oxborough, which, as Paul Hawksby pointed out to us, a quaint English village, I think, not a goalkeeper.
Lovely little trip out to Aston Oxborough. Little Sunday
country
lunch there.
Pub. Yeah.
A couple of pints of ale. Lovely. They've got their own little microbrewery in the back of the pub. Lovely cricket being played on the Aston Oxborough Village Green.
Yeah.
Lovely place,
beautiful,
isn't it?
I can imagine
really,
it already.
Really lovely.
Yeovil had Yanis Drey playing for them. I don't know if he's a doctor.
Well, don't forget about him. Don't forget about Yanis Drey.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever you do.
So Dover still firmly rooted to the bottom there. Minus
How many
nine.
Points have Dover got?
Minus 9 points.
Oh, gosh.
And they started on minus 12.
Do you think they'll get onto naught, John, or not?
They still haven't won yet this season, so when they win...
When are they playing Torquay? I've got a lot to say about that, you know. We've played most of the teams above us.
Yeah.
I will say that. We've had a really hard run.
We have had a hard run.
Very hard run.
If we want to be the best...
You've got to beat the best. Ooh, dedication's what you need if you want to be... That's over your head, John. I think that's old.
Is that Record Breakers?
Record Breakers. Find it, John. Just put in Roy Castle, Record Breakers.
I've heard of Roy Castle.
It's a great song, John.
Record Breakers.
Great song. Dedication. It's good. Very good. This is when they updated the...
Oh.
When they updated the theme tune.
Dedication.
That's what we want.
There he is playing the trumpet.
Yeah, now, tell you what. A few Torquay players could listen to this.
Dedication. Dedication. That's what you need if you want to be the best. And if you want to beat the rest, dedication's what you need. Dedication, dedication.
I like
this live, John.
Is this not what you were expecting?
No. It's a lot more barbershop element to it.
I like it, though.
It's very good. Go on, keep going. Middle Eight. Never heard the Middle Eight.
I heard something about... What's this? The rap?
It's like a hip, got a hip-hop version in the middle.
Roy Castle invent hip-hop.
Is this Dre? What did he rhyme with? What did he rhyme with Roger Bannister?
Mile just couldn't be done, but an athlete you just never could deter was a man by the name of Roger Bannister.
It doesn't scan him whatsoever.
Canister, surely. Canister.
Bannister.
Now the starter said, on your marks, get set. When he fired the gun, the challenge was met. When Bannister reached that finishing line, the time on the clock was 3:59.
Yeah. Yo.
Dedication.
Check it out,
Roger Bannister bass hip hop breakdown.
That's what you need if you want to be the best. And if you want to be the rest, dedication's what you need. It's good, John.
Could be more.
Every self-help book ever.
I want to turn it off, but...
Edmund Hillary will always be best.
Edmund Hillary.
First on the top of Everest. Neil Armstrong knows there is no room for anyone else to be first on the moon.
Is that a record broken?
I don't think
Neil Armstrong.
Well, I suppose.
You may be clever and you may be bold, but you need dedication if you want to win a gold. You've got to do the work and there's no escape for a gold. You've got to be first at the tape.
I was going to say...
Every time you take a look at the records quoted in that book, you realise that you have got to muster up an awful lot of dedication.
I think we get the picture. That's now Roy on the trumpet.
He can do everything, this bloke.
Roy Castle?
Yeah.
Best all-rounder ever. Fantastic. Now, I'm going to question Roy there. Yes, he is dedicated to the song, and he did invent hip-hop there,
it
which is a
out,
huge...
If
what year is that,
discovered
John?
Nothing else on this podcast. I don't know.
I reckon that was early 80s, no?
I think it could be earlier than that. I'll look it up.
Okay, right. I'm going to argue with Roy that Neil Armstrong walking on the moon, that is not a record broken, John, because no one did it first. So you can't break a record. That's a record setting.
Record setting.
And it can never, you know, so I'm arguing with that. Well, there we are. Bit of dedication. And that is what all National League players need, John.
Yeah.
Especially the younger ones, I would suggest, and some of the older ones as well.
Absolutely.
Exactly. And was that all the... No, got more
no,
results,
God,
John.
God,
come on.
No. Halifax 2, Weymouth 0. So Halifax 7 games unbeaten now. They're
all the top teams won Saturday, John. They all
and
won.
You know what? They all won by just grinding it out.
Turn up. Score goals. Go home.
Unbelievable.
Work hard. Dedication. That's what you need.
Kingsland 0. Solihull Moors 1. 86th minute winner there for Solihull Moors. So again, another team just grinding it out. Kingsland had Munash Sundire playing for them. Obviously, you can always tell what the time is by the shadow that reflects off him. Southend 0, Chesterfield 4, the end of Phil Brown and his assistant Craig Fagan. Oliver.
Unbelievable. Gone.
More protests at Ron Martin's chairmanship.
Look, Phil Brown was never, it was never fitting, was it?
He never screamed Mr. National League, did he? But I don't know. It's a basket case, isn't it? He could have brought in Sir Alex Ferguson.
It really reminds me of, not the ownership issue, but it really reminds me the trouble that they're in of Torquay United, how we slumped
down
to the National League South and then got sort of taken over and taken back up.
Sometimes the best thing that can happen is you just go down
exactly,
again.
Exactly, but we said Southend, they will struggle. We always said it. We could see it. I think some of their fans could see it. Terry wasn't confident going in, you know, but it's a tough one. I don't wish ill on Southend United, and I hope they get there.
I don't wish this amount of ill.
No,
certainly not.
It's horrible. Horrible place to be in.
They were that bad that even Danny Rowe scored a hat-trick for Chesterfield.
and from outside the box, which everyone always says he can do, and I think he's done all season.
Stockport 1, Aldershot 0, another sort of big-name striker who has been shit.
Paddy Madden,
got a goal. Got the only goal.
Win for them.
Aldershot had Tommy Willard playing for them. Obviously, he's Willard, as they say in South Africa. Wildstone 1, Eastleigh 2. Josh Umera equalised, 84th minute.
Bloody hell!
Looked like they got a point.
Ben
House got an 88th minute winner for Eastleigh, so 2-1 to them.
Never know with Eastleigh, dear. They're up and down as well. It's all over the place.
Maidenhead
all over the place. Everybody's all over the place.
Woking 0, Grimsby 1. 87th minute winner there for Grimsby. Ooh. So another team just getting it done. And Yeovil 0, Notts County 2.
Good result
broke
for them, isn't
their
it?
Their three-match losing streak.
I thought they struggled there as well, because I think Yeovil are always, you know, good, tough team. And Grimsby, you know, seem to like to get it down on the deck. I think Kyle Cameron was back for
Notts
County at the weekend. So maybe strengthened up that defence a little bit. And no fun for us on the Twitter with Ian, of course. So Ian lives to fight another day.
He does.
But it does make sure he stays there, John, which is always good, isn't it? There we are. So all the big teams winning. All the current top seven-ish teams winning.
The Grimsby top, Boreham Wood, Halifax, Chesterfield, Bromley, Dagenham, Solihull playoffs, and Weymouth, Aldershot, and Dover at the bottom.
There we are. This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession. John, some dreams can come true. Actually, I'll put that picture on. I had my haircut this week, and during the haircut, John, they left the long front very, very long, and I made myself look like a Gabrielle tribute act. Sent you the picture.
Minus the eye patch.
Do you think I've got a future in it, John? Don't need the eye patch. Just use my fringe.
Could have used your mask. Could have worked.
I wonder if Gabrielle has been doing that. But anyway.
But yes, I think
dreams can come true. Look at me, John. I've got a you know you got to have it. Is that it? You know you got to be strong.
And that's amongst other classics.
Yeah. We got to go to Bromley Hayes Lane and to commentate on Talk United.
We did.
The Bromley, John, which was really, really exciting beforehand. And even more exciting, being involved in doing it. And I got there and found you. and then realised I'd left all my notes that I'd made, copious notes.
But you proudly sent me the night before.
I'd sent them to Nigel Adley. I'd sent them to you because Nigel had said, you got to write it all down. You got to do this.
They look great.
Got to do the work. I said, I'll go back to the car and get it. Went back to the car, came back, couldn't find my phone. So I went back to the car. Phone wasn't in the car. I realised, I'd been to the toilet. Maybe it was in the toilet. Wasn't in the toilet. I thought, it's 20 to the match. I'd got there on time, John, and I. And I was like, got to do my prep, got to learn the, got to learn where you are, how to do stuff. 20 to match. I thought, I'm going to have to just go and look for my phone later on. I can't be doing this. Got back to the phone. You have my phone. So I'd left it with you, which is exciting. Huddled in, John.
A lot of faffing. A real huddle.
There were a lot of other media there, wasn't there?
Yeah.
A lot.
Far too much media.
There was a bloke behind us to the left who was doing updates.
Yeah.
For
Radio Kent?
And
is that a Radio Kent or Radio London?
Yeah,
one
of the two. He was doing updates. And he looked very serious about it.
Yeah.
He was very serious about it. And then also there was Martin Gritton and
Radio, and
a guy called Radio Stew who did the...
That was his name.
Yeah, that was it. Well, that's his Twitter handle.
Right, okay.
He was a last minute stand in for Harry Salvage.
Yeah.
And then next to me was Ian from Talker United. It was lovely to meet him, who'd set us all up. And there was, of course, BT Sport and all the people that come with him. Too much media, John.
A lot of journalists, Opta, all these guys are all there. It's a bit nuts.
Crazy. But,
but what turned out to be a fairly run-of-the-mill National League game.
But it was really, really fun.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. And I'd like to do it again. We'd like to do it again at some point. And I thought I'd be really stressed doing the commentary about the actual game. But I found was quite stress-free because you could release yourself from the action a bit. And it's not a good way to watch the team you like, I don't think.
It's not really, but I'm the same. I wasn't, the game finished and I was like, we lost. But
yeah.
I didn't really mind.
There's a disconnect.
Not that I didn't mind, but yeah, you do find you take yourself out of that emotional connection. Although listening back to some of it, I'm not sure I did take myself out, but I felt like it. I wasn't as invested. It's an odd way to
It's not like
your
being there
play.
As a fan, you know. No. There's a definite disconnect. A, because you realise you've got to try and tell people what's going on. So when you're telling people what's happening at the time, you're not emotionally invested because you're trying to do reportage, and obviously. But look, we've recorded some stuff for it.
Yeah.
Have a listen. If you didn't get to hear it on Saturday, here we are.
Good afternoon from Hayes Lane. You join me, Charlie Baker, and John Callaghan on TUFC Radio. I started supporting Talker United when I was 10 years old. I went to Talker United v Burnley in a midweek game with my dad. It was 1-1. I have the programme. I followed them through thick and thin, mainly thin. I've supported them at home versus Tottenham where we beat them for a Derek Dawkins goal. I've supported them at many, many playoff finals where we lost. I've never been to a winning one. I've supported them all over the country, in all the divisions, and nothing has been quite as exciting as this today where dreams come true. Gary Johnson, as ever, making dreams come true for every single Talker United fan. It's absolutely, I'm delirious to be here today at Hayes Lane to be commentating on Bromley FC versus Talker United. And next to me is my dear mate, John Callaghan. John, we're here. It's all got very real. Do we know what we're doing?
How can I possibly top that? A minute-long soliloquy to start.
And it's 0-0 Talker United versus Bromley. There we are. It's lumped up into the sky. Joe Lewis again. Third header he's won this afternoon. And it's not. And Ben Winter there at right back. And there he is. All Talkie so far.
Well,
we have only played 1 minute, John. Jory Johnson plays it through to Dan Holman. Holman chips it in and it goes out for a Talker corner. Looked like a hint of handball there, John, but no one called for it, so it's probably just me making that up in hope.
Talker United for the paint, a lot better passing football for me at the moment. Yes. Sean McDonald takes a goal kick.
It's a free kick there, John, from the offside. Sorry to make you look a fool in front of 200 listeners. But here's Common 11 Evans, tries to play the ball through to Dan Holman. Very quiet here, John.
Who's at home?
Sure. BT Sport are getting their money's worth here. Knocked out to the right-hand side. And Conor Lemonhay-Evans all gets it and Holman gets it. But it's hoofed away.
Coulson swings the free kick in from deep.
Coulson pushed by Swanley. And here they are, 17, the skipper. Swumney, hits it. Beautiful strike. Great strike from outside the box. Controlled it on his knee. Swung his right boot at it. Hit it into the top left-hand corner of Sean McDonald's goal for 2-0 Bromley. A great strike. Not a lot of talk he could do about. Both great finishes, John. Up against, I'd say, 6'5", show me. 6'4", show me. Of course, doesn't win the header. Ball's coming our way. John, did you catch it? Didn't catch it, John. It was coming straight for the laptop. We could have gone off air at any minute there. Yesterday, of course, in Andorra, the gantry set on fire. We could have been smashed up by a football there. Story of Torquay's half there. Lapsley gives it out. Lapsley has put a little bit of sun in his hair or something. John, I thought he was one of those tough guy black boot footballers, but he's put a little bit of sun in. Obviously, the English Riviera life getting to him, John, getting to him. He's really enjoying himself. No one calling for the ball. They're very quiet, Torquay here. No one asking for the ball, John.
It's almost like they don't know the national obsessions here and they aren't putting on a performance just for us.
And it went straight up into the Glyn Beverley stand. And Sean McDonald places it down for a goal kick. Can we find out who he is, John?
Glyn Beverley?
Here we are. We'll put our minion onto that, finding out who Glyn Beverley was.
Can we look up who Glyn Beverley is, please?
Here we are, Chris.
Who's Glyn Beverley?
And we will come back to you in about 10 minutes, John. Is that what we do?
Is that what we're going to do?
I think we're going to have a cup of tea. No, we're not in the panic room. We've got to go away and have a cup of tea. Thank you for joining us. It's Charlie Baker and John Cadogan for you on TUFC Radio here at Hayes Lane. It's Bromley 2, Torquay United 0. Torquay United get a corner and the Bovril's arrived, John. And as ever with Bovril, it's too hot to drink. So we'll have to wait until about 6 o'clock this evening. And that'll be just about the right temperature. Here we go.
The former club president, Glyn Beverley.
There we are. We found out who Glyn Beverley
was. In case anyone was on tenterhooks. As we've got a break in play, we should say hello to Rachel Malik on Twitter.
Yes. Hello, says, on the ice to you, Rachel.
She seems to be calling for us to come off the subs bench. Well, we weren't named amongst the squad, but we are here, we are present.
Not quite what we need, if needed. Not quite what we need at the moment, John, you or I. We need a bit of height, I think. A little bit of height, a little bit of pace.
And as we've got a break in play as well, Johnny there on Twitter says, could we possibly play a game of I Spy or 20 questions?
No, absolutely not, John. We're here to do a job.
Serious commentary, actually, Johnny.
Fully,
what do you think this
fully
is?
Fully respectful of the commentary position. The privilege we have to be in the gantry today at Bromley v Torquay United. An absolute privilege, John. A lot of people would like to be in this position. We're very lucky to be here, so we won't be playing.
You don't need Clyde Tills to be playing I Spy when the ball's gone out.
He could do what he likes, couldn't he? My Bovril is just about thermonuclear, John, so we're getting towards being able to have that. Little tip for you, if you ever go to the football and you have a Bovril, take a little sachet of horseradish with you and stick the horseradish in your Bovril. It's like a liquid Christmas lunch. It's lovely. Here we are. Bush miraculously is okay. There's Lapsley. Heads it back in. Goes to nobody. And they try and kick it out. And here's Ben Winter's gone down. And is it a penalty? No penalty. It's given. Nope. It's gone. Not given. It's a goal kick. The referee pointed at what looked like the spot, but he gives it as a goal kick because I get laughed at by a Bromley fan. There he is.
Can you not see we're desperate here?
There he is.
Absolutely desperate.
A man, mountain of a man, looking like a big Harry Hill in front of me, just looking at me and laughing as we thought it was given. It did look like he'd given it.
Why is the signal for the goal kick and a penalty the same?
It looked like a potential penalty.
There it is, John. Hope we get to do it again. Who knows?
Love to.
Everyone's
whole
fantastic.
New respect for
whole new respect. Ray not that Dave. I didn't have respect for them anyway,
John.
Oh, no,
John, I had lots of respect, but even more so.
Exactly.
Than before.
Very, really, really good fun. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the nice messages we've had from several of you, actually, on Twitter and fans and DMs and all sorts of stuff that's come through. So thank you very much for all that. And we had a good time, John.
Really lovely.
This is the National Obsession.
The National Obsession.
You are listening to the National Obsession, and it's time for Letters from a Listener.
When you go, will you send back a letter from a listener?
Well, I know there are letters, John. I don't need to ask you if there's any letters.
No, I've deleted new letters, John. I deleted them all. None.
No letters today.
Right, come on. We've got loads to get through.
Okay.
Bob Cole. Old Bob Cole.
He's a merry old soul. Have we had anything from Bob Cole before?
I think this is a debutant.
Bob on the ice to you. Very, very welcome.
I do like the name Bob as well, isn't it?
Yeah, what a lovely name. My brother's called Robert, often Bob or Bobby.
Really?
And my uncle was called Bob, was my uncle. Isn't that nice?
My uncle had a rabbit called Bob that turned out was actually a female.
Lovely stuff.
Thought it was a male, called it Bob, discovered 10 years down the line it was actually not.
That sounded almost like a Roy Castle hip-hop verse. My uncle had a rabbit called Bob, the OG.
Yeah, turns out. Bob Cole says, hi, John and Charlie.
Hey, Bob.
The official TUFC calendar in the month of August featured my ex-favourite goals player, Ben Whitfield. Oh. Although by the fourth of the month, he was sporting ears, teeth and a tail that made him look like a small rodent.
Oh, no.
This got me thinking as to why, when football fans see in terms of seasons rather than calendar years, clubs and merchandisers insist on bringing out calendars that start in January. It's a good point.
That is true.
It's a really good
point.
Should
be football seasons,
yeah.
Shouldn't it?
August to... Did you do August to August?
August to May. August to May.
Not quite a calendar, is it, I suppose. No, I think it's...
Just blank pages.
Yeah.
Or just pictures of that images. Of the players on holiday.
I always think that with the calendar when it comes out because, yeah, by the time it gets to August, you're going, he left.
He's
I
gone.
Hate him.
I don't hate
he
them.
He was hopeless.
I don't hate them. We do miss Ben Whitfield.
Yeah, no, I do miss Ben Whitfield.
We miss the engine. He's the We miss our engine of our team.
I wasn't being specific there.
We're like a nice car without an engine at the moment.
Anyway, yeah, Bob says, how about it? Is the National Obsession TUFC 2022-23 calendar a starter? Says Bob.
What a nice idea.
So what sort of a mix of us and the Talk United lads? We could, like, us and Dean Moxie just casting.
Perhaps we could just Photoshop ourselves in. Or we could do the posing and we just Photoshop a random picture.
Lolos.
Of Lolos in the background. Here we are on the go-karts at Dawlish Warren.
And then, yeah, there's no
with Lolos.
No extra commitment from them.
Looking at carpets and at Trago with Mark Halstead.
At Spark World with Olof Kazela.
It's a goer, John.
Pointing at a washing machine.
Pointing at a great deal on a fridge freezer. This one does ice.
I think we could do that for charity.
For charity, maybe, John. Another bit of merch we have never done.
Never
done merch, have we, John?
No.
We will do it at some point.
Maybe we should. Jules Nixon. This is one held over from last week. Hello,
on
Jules.
The ice, Jules.
Hi,
hope
guys.
You've woken up from that match.
He says, because Jules was on BT Sport.
Big
asleep,
TV star now. But more telly than me.
Chesterfield talking. I don't know if he missed the two-goal comeback, but he was asleep. He says, I stayed awake for the entire Wildstone game. And Joe Lewis's goal is the best goal I've seen at a live game since Stephen scored a stunner for Millwall against Wimbledon 25-9-0-1. Stevens?
Danny Stevens?
Stevens scored a stunner for Millwall. I think he's fallen asleep halfway through the writing it.
Right,
Stephen
woken up. He's done half the letter. He's had a couple of dark fruits. Come back to it. He's written any old thing.
Who's Stephen? Oh, he does attach a link. I mean, I'm going to click on it, assuming this isn't a virus. And he's just going to... infected my... Stephen Reed.
Oh.
There you go.
Got a lot of shirts, hasn't he, Jules? That must be...
That was him with that Jake Andrews shirt.
I wonder if he sponsors them
or
if he bought them at auction. Let us know, Jules. Let us know. On the ice to you.
Thanks, Jules. On the ice. First email from Jules. Gary Head. Gaz Heads.
Gaz.
Man of many emails.
And also, I didn't realise it was such a fundraiser, sorts of stuff. Yeah.
Have a listen to this. He says, hi, John and Charlie. This week... This week, I'll be mostly... He says, this week, I'll be listening to your podcast on the run. Not from the law, I hope, Gary.
It is pretty criminal so far.
I'll be listening to your podcast on the run. I'm running 3 marathons in 3 days. From the 8th to the 10th of October, along the Cornish Coast Path from Padstow to Land's End, to raise funds for a mental health charity local to me. One of the reasons I'll be running it is the loss of a mate of mine, another Talk United fan, John Childs, to suicide. I've attached a picture of John at Wembley for the Talk UV Cambridge playoff final in 2009. In 2019, I ran the full southwest coast path from Minehead to Poole, 6 weeks of running every day. So he's quite an amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
Amazing runner. Old Gaz, he says, if you could give me a shout out, I'll be somewhere on a clifftop or on a beach between Padstow and Land's End listening to you. And if you could retweet my fundraising appeal, it would mean a lot to me and help spur me on.
Well, we did more than that, Gaz. We sponsored you as well, which everybody should go and do, is go and sponsor Gaz Head for his great running achievements. And that's a great cause.
Gary, thank you very, very much for your email.
Thanks,
yes,
Gary.
If you go to his Twitter, which is @GaryNHead, you find his
Yep.
Fundraising link there.
And you can sponsor him. There's a Just Giving page and you can go on there and sponsor him for his running. Well done, Gaz.
Do you want a couple about the commentary?
Definitely.
Les Brooking.
Ah, Les.
Lay Brooking.
Sir Les.
FOF 29, on the ice.
On the ice, Les.
Sir Les, he says, massive respect for your commentary on the wireless. You kept me riveted throughout and I kept saying to myself, back on the old stomping ground. Well, Les... Let's have a bit more. Let's put a bit of respect on Ray Duffy's
name. Because we've all found out how hard it is. So there we are. Well done.
Thank you, Les. And Dave Haley. Dave Haley and the Comets has been in touch.
Good stuff.
The title, Fortnum Blues. Now, a lot of people have suggested, were we paid in some way by Fortnum and Masons?
Yes.
Mention their products.
Unless there's a hamper at my house when I get home, I'll be saying Fortnum and Mason Blue again.
Well, it was just the description of the kit, but if you're interested, the Piccadilly hamper is available now, priced at just £120.
I wish we were sponsored by Fortnum and Mason.
It would
be lovely.
Great place to be sponsored
this
by
stuff's
as well.
So nice.
I've got some lovely honey gin from
Christmas.
Fortnum and
Mason. I'll
tell you what, it's really nice.
Struggling for an expensive Christmas present for somebody, send them a hamper. It's a lovely, lovely gift.
This has got to do it, isn't it? This has got to clinch it.
It really has.
It's like ambush marketing.
We were saying in the commentary that the Torquay United away kit is Fortnum and Mason Blue, weren't
it
we,
is,
John?
Yeah.
We didn't know if that was sort of down with the people that like football, that would know, would want to have Fortnum and Mason as their, be influenced to buy it. But look, that's the colour it is.
Absolutely. Anyway, Dave Haley, the reviews are in. He says, great job on the commentary, gents. At risk of undermining the Not A Talkie podcast, I had to send my appreciation of your work. The end result came as no surprise. As play by play, you painted a picture of a game that seemed to always be getting away from the boys in Fortnum Blue, despite the flicker of hope you kept alive to the final whistle. You gave affectionate but unsparing assessments of the team and energetic reporting of the thin gruel being served up by Torquay. The colour commentary, however, delivered enough spicy flavour to make this gruel not just palatable, but a bittersweet matchday treat, like a Bovril that's been allowed enough time to cool down.
Lovely stuff. That's so kind. Thank you very, very much.
It's very nice. It also says the chronicling of the middle wicket incident will surely have come to Pulitzer's attention. I felt transported to Hayes Lane. I mean, you did call that moment. And Ali Omar got hit in the plums.
Right in the tates, John, wasn't it?
Quite beautiful.
Well, let's just discuss the... Thank you very much for that letter.
Dave
that
Haley.
Was lovely, Dave. Let's just discuss the... Before we leave, everybody, the Ali Omar 10 minutes, John. Was it 10 minutes?
The 10 minutes from hell.
Well, he came on, got beaten for pace twice. Sean McDonald had to dig him out and he got one in the tates.
It was an own goal or a sending off away from the...
Is this what we need at the moment? I'm not sure.
Gary's just gone. I'm just going to throw on Ali Omar just to cause a bit of uncertainty. He didn't realise was in our own back line.
Look, we need new players, obviously. And we finished the commentary, John. And then we had to interview Gary Johnson, which we did. And then we found ourselves on our own on the pitch with Gary and Aaron, just having a conversation about everything, really, and about Torquay United. And it was like a strange anxiety dream.
Surreal.
That was another new experience, John, wasn't it?
Utterly, utterly bizarre.
There
I think I may have been dreaming it.
Thank you so much for all your letters and all your feedback. We really appreciate it. You can get in touch. John, what is the email address?
It's nationalobsession@gmail.com.
Yes, or natobspod on Twitter.
Yep.
And if you send us three letters, you will get a FOF number, which is, we are up to about 50 FOFs, John, including
the next FOF
Nigel Adley, 1089.
Next FOF will be FOF 50.
Yeah, and the Golden FOFs, of course.
Golden FOF is, there's only one.
Is it? Gary Johnson. There we are. Should have given Jamie Reid one.
Yeah, we meant to. That was an aberration.
Ben Whitford one.
Ben Whitford would have had to return his
He'd have to send
in the post
back.
Like an old driving license.
We'll have that back, actually, Ben. Thank you. That's it. FA Cup this weekend. Torquay United versus, who is it?
Havant and Waterlooville.
A team
with a fine cup pedigree. They drew Liverpool that one year, didn't they?
Let's see how that goes. We could do with a cup run, though. I'd love a cup run. So that's the only thing we haven't had under Gary.
Yeah.
There we are. And we'll be back next week at some point, I think. Will we, John? Yeah, we'll be back next week. Yeah, of course we will. There we are. On the ice.
On the ice.
The National Obsession with John Cadogan and Charlie Baker.